Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me now is Mark Lynch, who's announced he's running against Senator Lindsey Graham. Good morning, Mark Lynch.
Good morning, Tara.
So you're going to run against...
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. You're going to run against Lindsey Graham, a guy that Trump has actually called a rhino, but yet tends to endorse and get behind. I'm not sure which way Trump is going to go. A lot of people have come at Lindsey Graham and tried to beat him and failed. What is your plan?
Well, I think this is the time. Everybody is so tired of Lindsey Graham. Since my state Senate run in 2020, everybody's been asking me, when are you going to run again? And I ask them, what would you have me run for? Please tell me you're going to run against Lindsey. We've got to get rid of him. So the people have called, they've asked, and I'm answering the call. The big difference, I think, is that, and you know, we've talked about some of the things you've been talking about earlier this morning, you know, considering the enemies of our country and how we've been, you know, paying them to take us down. You know that I have a lot of deep knowledge about that, working with the best of the national security people in the country since 2014. And so there's foundational knowledge there that we've got to get out and educate the voter. And Trump understands all that. We've seen everything he's doing to stop it. So that's one big thing. I know it feels good to me, you know, running our company at Lynch Appliance Center, that my people are actually working for me. I don't have any, you know, Lowe's or Best Buy employees inside my organization working against me. And I think that would be the biggest thing, is to actually get an American first, true patriot that loves the Lord, that will serve our country and be what the taxpayers have paid for. That's the biggest thing.
So you're a local businessman. I know your family has run Jeff Lynch for a very long time. You have
73 years now.
Yeah, and you have a great business experience. You know what it's like to meet a payroll, and you are taking on Lindsey Graham. What would be the number one thing that you would do differently than Lindsey has done?
I would be loyal to America and do everything I can to support America, not our enemies. You know, God first makes America great again. Our Democratic Party with Obama took God out in Charlotte at a convention. Every enemy of our country knows the foundation of our country is founded on God and His truth out of our Bible. And our Constitution was written by those framers who took God's word and constructed the document that protects our unalienable rights against foreign or domestic enemies, our rights that can't be taken from us. God gave them to us. But when we have people that are voting and doing things that are doing, you know, that are supporting everything that would be against American first principles, then it's time for them to go. And the people all across the state are tired of it. It's been long enough, and it would be insane to think Lindsey Graham will do the right thing when he never has. He only talks about it in campaign mode. After that, he's back to doing what he does, the same thing the Democrats and the enemies of our nation would do, which is everything that would hurt America.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark Lynch.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about all this aid, you know, USAID. I guess the acronym is, you could say, USAID. You know, Biden left $85 billion worth of military equipment after he let ISIS lead the evacuation out of Afghanistan. Horrible. And you know, Lindsey's been known to be a warmonger because there's a lot of money going to somebody during a war to send our sons and daughters into combat to have them killed or their legs blown off or whatever. You know, it'd be nice to actually go to war correctly through Congress. We haven't really won a war since World War II because we haven't decided to go to war correctly constitutionally. That would be a new change. It'd be nice to go to war because we really need to help someone and defend instead of create a way to launder money out of the war. But later, you know, Biden sends a check for $8 billion to Iran. These are all the countries, you know, when 9/11 happened, were cheering death to America when our buildings were destroyed and 3,000 people in our country were attacked and killed on our own soil. And then I heard you this morning talking about the other $3.7 billion that's gone out to our enemies. I don't believe we need to keep funding the death of America. I haven't heard Lindsey Graham talk about any of this once. I'm talking about it now. These are hard conversations, but we've got to educate the people to make sure they understand they're getting their money's worth in D.C. and in South Carolina, and they're not.
Well, Mark Lynch, probably the reason that Lindsey Graham is not talking about that is because USAID funds something called the International Republican Institute. That was started by John McCain, $130 million so far, $130 million. He's on the board. And the International Republican Institute, the primary thing they do is censor people like me, conservatives online, and they also pressure advertisers and advertising groups not to advertise on conservative publications. And he is on the board of that. You talked about God-given rights. One of those is free speech. That's what our founders believe. But clearly, Lindsey Graham doesn't believe that. I mean, otherwise, he wouldn't be on the board of an organization that censored conservatives by the millions. So we now know what he thinks of us. He thinks his constituents should literally shut up and vote for him. And you're right, Mark Lynch. It's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if he's got anything to say about USAID. I highly doubt it because he lines his pockets working for one of their groups as a lapdog to silence people like you and me. And here's the thing. Now we know why, because those same media outlets would be the exact ones to report on the graft, the fraud, and the funding of our enemies by USAID. So for them to have a big censorship arm, and by the way, there's two sides of this mirror. There's the Democrat side, through this, there's a Democracy Institute for that. And then the International Republican Institute, the Republican side, and they come together to censor conservatives. So I'm just wondering, I hope that you will ask Lindsey Graham, if you have time, you know, to debate him, when he will stop censoring his constituents and how much money he got paid for that.
I love it, Tara. Thank you. I mean, you know, I hope the listeners are truly listening, because you and I and Trump and people like that, we're going to explain the problems and where they exist. And it's hard to believe it sometimes, but it takes a lot of time to study all this information. And it takes a lot of boldness and courage to bring out the truth about this. And we do have to look at who people are connected to, because that means a lot. You know that Lindsey's been, again, he's pro-war. And he's been for red flag laws. And red flag laws, you know what that means? You know, the way you're talking on the radio right now, Tara, man, that sounds dangerous to me. And if I know you have a gun and I call Hobart Lewis or whoever, I don't think our sheriff would do it. But he claims to be a constitutional sheriff, and I believe he is. And Chuck Wright, we've got some good sheriffs around here, but we got to keep them accountable. But, you know, with a phone call, somebody can have their guns confiscated from them with a phone call. And so there's no trial, no representation. You lose your gun on the spot if somebody believes you're dangerous. And, you know, that's been, we all know why we came over here, and our founders knew, You were the, and you remember, you emceed our Second Amendment shall not be infringed event a couple of years ago at our store parking lot. And, you know, if we're working to destroy America with everything we're doing, and we're connected with all these organizations that's paying our senators and congressmen and people everywhere throughout the whole government money to destroy ourselves, and then we're pro red flag laws. We all know what happens when guns go away. Our people that the guns protected against, when they're gone, they can do anything they want to do to us. And then every country that's ever lost their rights to bear arms is now under dictatorship, communist rule. And it's very concerning that we saw yesterday on X that Governor McMaster's and Tim Scott are co-chairing the support and endorsement for Lindsey Graham. I know everybody wants to protect the incumbent in office, but how do we ever get bad people out if that's the game?
Mark Lynch,
I saw that.
Oh, and I'm sorry, yeah. we're out of time in this segment. Mark Lynch, folks are asking online, I want to make sure we get this in, how they can find you, how they can contact you. Do you have a website that they can get through to you, donate to your campaign, find out more?
Yeah, our website will be up. This happened fast because we registered and filed with the FEC Monday, and then all the conversation that came up last night on Charlie James. I don't want people to worry. I want them to have hope again. They don't need to. They don't need to be concerned about who's running. I'm running. I'm committed. We have the funding. God has brought us just a fabulous campaign team. And so they can contact us. And I mean, you can call me. How about that? My phone number is 864-325-6310. And you can go to our Facebook page, Lynch for Senate. And you can go to our X page, Mark Lynch SC, and our theme is Fight for America, Make God First Again. And we need to make Republicans hold to their oath in this state and this nation. I want everybody to go and read what the Republican creed is in South Carolina, and know what that means, and
Mark
read
Lynch.
The oath that we take.
Absolutely. Mark Lynch, thank you so much for joining. I'm sorry, we're 3 minutes over. Mark Lynch, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. Mark Lynch, who is running against Lindsey Graham, thanks for joining us on The Tara Show this morning on 98.9 WORD.